This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Not a, we call it a battle, just in a fun way. We shouldn't give away our secrets here, but the battle is ultimately to see your responses on the TLCMotors.com text line, 72341.
It's a friendly little competition, little comp.
And also to watch Paige giggle, because this is a woman where, and this is what shows her purity, her pureness, her driven like the snow, or what is it? Like the driven snow. What does that mean? Driven snow would be like all murky and gray.
Yeah, dirty.
Nevertheless, to what she cannot contain herself, even if it's a real serious moment, and she gets flustered giggling by something, she can't. She breaks character like hell, or corpsing, as they call it.
She has not heard these, because Mattman and myself keep them in the same folder. So we might hear one back and forth.
Right.
But she don't know any of them.
And what's great about... Well, one that I'm using in the future is when I go and save it in the folder, I look, and because of the platform that I got it on, I can see that Fatboy had already liked it.
Oh, yeah. That's so how, like, you spy on me with half-naked women.
That's how the algorithm works. Like, you're basically, when you click on explore or whatever, you're seeing what all your friends are looking at, is the way they mirror that.
Uh-oh. That's why I got all these breastfeeding videos, because people are around me.
All your lady friends are pregnant, or your male friends are fetish freaks.
Want to make sure you're doing it right, fat boy.
And they always put music to it, too. I'm like, you have to have music to the breastfeeding video? It's always some Indonesian chick, too, who's like sitting on a bunch of pillows. She's got a big knocker. She's about to shove in her kid's face.
Yeah. Those kids will sue their moms in like 2060. They'll say, you know, the way the Nirvana kid was suing his parents or whatever.
Should have.
Why'd you put it on there, man?
Why'd you put the stuff out there?
Who wants to go first?
You want to go first?
Okay. I'm not starting off with a... get you laughing real crazy. This is one of those that's like, wow. It's almost prophetic. Like how I talked about my mom and being weirded out by the webcam being in front of you, and she put a piece of tape over it years and years ago. This is from...
Hey,
Mama.
I wasn't there, though.
That happy birthday. Do you remember an award show called the Yahoo, meaning the internet engine, search engine, Yahoo Internet Life Online Music Awards?
I actually don't.
Well, that was a thing in the year 1999, and... The Legend Award went to a guy that I actually rejoined with a song by yesterday. His name was Prince.
Oh.
And this is the Yahoo Internet Life Online Music Awards. Listen to part of his speech.
Don't be fooled by the internet.
It's cool to get on the computer, but don't let the computer get on you. It's cool to use the computer. Don't let the computer use you. You all saw the Matrix. There's a war going on, the battlefield's in the mind. And the prize is the soul. So, just be careful. Very good. Thank you.
26 years ago. Huh?
How would he see into that that far?
How did George Orwell see it? I mean, like...
Do you think it... Well, like when some people try to see the full spectrum of what's going on or who are ahead of the trends.
Yeah.
It's just a guess, right? Like, that might be an educated guess, but some people like to figure out, like, can narrow a focus, like, no, this is where this is going. There's no other way it could go, like, any other way. Like, there's no variables in their mind.
Sure. But, I mean, like, think about it. That's why when he says that, you know, this is the infancy of the internet when he's saying 1999, like the song he had. They're at the Yahoo Internet Life Online award show. And that's what he's saying. That's why at the beginning, the people are like, oh, God. Like, we're at the Masters Championship, and y'all just said golf sucks. Like, I don't know if I should clap right now.
You know what makes sense? Because they said Prince's musical genius was his arrangement. How he could hear every instrument and how they came together.
Yeah.
Like, what went where.
That's just, I heard that again. Very old, 26 years, but just to think about how he knew that then. And a lot of people were saying that. But
insight.
The way he put that was, whew, that was good. Are you moved right now?
Looking a lot into the future.
Yeah.
I got one here that, you know, I love Alex Trebek. I miss him.
Ooh, sorry.
And I didn't know about these until I found them. A couple Jeopardy outtakes.
Ooh,
I thought Trebek was... I didn't think he was... salty's not the right word, but...
Is it like the one where Mr. Rogers is flipping the bird and you find out, wow, that was real?
Let's just say I was shocked to hear this out of Trebek. I really, really was.
She drank the poison that Captain Hook intended for Peter Pan.
Tinkerbell!
Put it out, say you along to meet afterwards.
F*** him. You dumb son of a bitch. You don't watch it 24 hours a day. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and Call now and play phone Jeopardy.
There's just a few short outtakes, but the guy in the beginning, he says, do it again because she sounded too excited to give the answer. That's when he said, blank him.
What, they recut Jeopardy?
Well, just outtakes from certain episodes that they put online.
Oh.
And then that's where he was trying to cut a promo to where you could play on the phone. That's when he was, you dumb son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
That's the best stuff. That's the best stuff.
Which, that show sucks now. It's awful.
Really?
He was the show. He really was.
Why is it so bad? Is dull?
Well, Blossom sucked at it, I thought. But you don't want to be that middle person. The replacement. You want to be the replacement of the replacement.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Like when, you know, Roth replaced Stern, people hated him.
Well, God, what's the, like, I mean, I'm sure the ratings still do okay. I don't know, but, like, Price is Right. Like, has it been a thing since Bob's gone?
And they try to put it at prime time just to kind of boost it, I guess. And
yeah.
They do local. They do a traveling. Like, you can, you know, go compete for a prize. I don't think it's Drew Carey going around the country. It might be.
Well, God, I know. They come to Harrah's, and I think they came to the Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. But I fear that – I shouldn't say fear. I'm pretty sure that Drew Carey wasn't his firm. All right. Maybe, though. Who knows? The Golden Girls were there recently. All right. So let me – me next?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, let me paint this picture for you because we have to choose our words wisely with this, but this is obviously authentic. But imagine, if you will, two young sisters – or washing a horse. This is one of those experiential things where this is obviously not theirs, but you go hang out with the horse and wash it, and, you know.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. So the horse seems to really get excited about the fact that he's getting a washing by these two sisters.
Oh, no.
And Dad's videoing this, and I want you to listen closely to what they are saying about this horse that is getting really excited about this bath.
Oh, Daddy, eat my food. What?
What is that?
Is that a leg?
Is that a leg?
Oh, my God.
That's what I was thinking, but it wasn't going that way yet.
She said, is that a leg?
You swerved me in the beginning. I was like, oh, that's not what it's going
to
be.
The youngest thought that the animal needed to go to the restroom, or actually going to the restroom. The other one thought that this
he's growing
was becoming a five-legged horse.
Oh.
And rather than Dad, Dad just sat there and snickered and of course, made a moment to treasure for many years.
And what would you say? Would you be anatomically correct?
You know, that's a good point. What would I say in that point?
I saw, look, it's always interesting.
I'd tell him to back away. Mm-hmm. I've read part in Ezekiel.
Lucky you didn't get kicked. Like, because, you know.
You don't go behind them, that's right.
No, even on the, like, side haunch.
Yeah.
I figured you'd get, like, a sidekick or whatever. Mm-hmm. God, that was good. There's a bait shop in a small Michigan town that's getting a lot of traffic. A lot of people want to go buy merch at it. And the lady that runs the bait shop is a family-owned business. Mm-hmm. She's kind of getting tired of the traffic.
Uh-oh.
She gets calls, too. And you'll see why when you hear this little news story out of Michigan.
Recently, an explosion of interest here downriver and beyond in a catchy slogan right on the side of a bait and tackle spot. You'll have to get your mind out of the gutter for this story. Your one-way ticket to Pound Town.
I went to Pound Town today. I went to Pound Town on the D. Pound Town on the dirty D is another saying.
There's a lot of pounding going on downriver.
I couldn't even give you a number.
Tens of thousands?
Probably.
That's tens of thousands of shirts Christy Newman's family-owned bait and tackle shop have sold with this logo on it. So what does it really mean?
We used to always say, oh, we're going to Pound Town. You're pounding the jigs off the bottom. You're pounding the fish. Pound Town.
I guess I can swap my beanie out for this hat. Now that I know the real meaning of Pound Town, the merch is on sale in-store and online just in time for the holidays.
What does she mean by swap my beanie out?
That's what I was thinking. In the video, she takes her.
She put on a Pound Town hat?
Yeah, she did.
On the Dirty D.
I've never heard anybody fishing saying they're going to Pound Town.
Never. Uh-huh. But that sounded northeast. You're going to Pound Town.
You're going to pound the jigs, pound the fish, pound them all.
Whose turn is it?
You know what? Let me go. Because, you know, we only got a couple
don't
left.
Don't concede.
No, we only got a couple left. Okay. I don't think it's going to match up to the finale.
Okay.
But if you're a prankster who likes to mess with the intercom systems at your various home to-do warehouses, whatever.
Home stores.
Yeah. Home to do-it-yourself.
Home to do.
Do what yourself
What do they call
the
them, though? Like, what do you call a Lowe's or a Home Depot? That's a...
DIY?
No.
Well...
I don't know. It's like a big... There's some word for it. Text in. Paige will give you her phone number.
These guys don't know a funny name, and they don't fart in the microphone, but he leaves a rather vile message for the customers of
they
this.
They are home improvement company.
Yeah!
Oh, there you go. That's what it is.
Paige, give yourself your phone number.
Okay, I'll give it to me.
You win.
This guy got... Before he got thrown out, he snuck into a phone and commandeered the intercom.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Big Tommy M, the Long Island Ferry Jumper, and I just wanted to let y'all know that I just my pants.
Get out of my seat.
What?
Get out of my seat.
Guys, now, get out.
I'm trying to find freaking paper.
Get out.
Why are you so mad?
The lady.
Why are you so mad?
The lady's trying to run at him when she realizes what's going on.
She said, get out of my chair?
Yeah, get out of my seat.
Get out of my seat.
The other lady who works with her is like pointing towards the exit, telling him to get out.
I mean, I know time and place and stuff, but you know if you're in that store right then, you are loving that. You're loving it.
Like if I heard, you know, somebody was looking for the Stiddy's family. I would laugh.
Where's Enorma at?
Enorma. Attention customers, we're looking for Enorma Stiddies.
Any of the Stiddies. Any Stiddies in Sky City.
Good Lord.
God, but get out of my seat. Get out of my seat. I like his laugh, too. He's like, I just blanked my pants.
The intercom used to have a code. It was hard to get. Now it seems like you just walk up to it and use it.
Yeah. All right.
God.
If you didn't think any of that was, not that that all was funny, I mean, pretty much everything was past the Prince thing, but this right here, you remember during COVID, people were locked down and all that stuff, and a lot of people just, they turned into internet stars, and they would video themselves dancing as that dancing revolution came. Well, here's one that maybe you've not heard yet. It's very short. I imagine we're going to play it several times. This is a woman in Sussex, UK, during COVID, doing home karaoke by herself, singing the great song Crazy by, as Fatboy calls, Gnarls Barkley. Here's her rendition, and notice there is an echo effect on this because that's how she's got her karaoke set up. So enjoy this.
I remember when I lost my mind. Why she immediately goes back to the microphone.
How bad did that microphone stink, man?
God.
Oh my God.
Everything about it, like, it starts off like she's singing it pretty good. There's a little bit of like soul in that. Farts the echo, and then she phone back up to her face and goes,
she didn't think about it.
Gross.
I love it.
It sounds like one of those cheap microphones you buy
a
kid.
Like a mystery microphone back in the day. You tune it to that one station, that, you know, that low frequency station or whatever it was, and you could like talk onto the radio. I had one.
Gosh.
Obviously. That created
this. Lost my mind.
Yeah.
I gotta hear you one more time.
One more, would you? I love every morsel of this. How many seconds is it?
Nine.
What the best 9 seconds in the history of recording?
Nine.
History.
I remember when I lost my mind. That is so good.
What did she say afterwards?
Like she just realized, like, oh.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was like straight from back to front, just like
that's how it's
she could do it on command.
Is that her reaction?
That's the only way to watch.
She was going
to
keep singing the song, but she's like, one more, and I promise, one more. People are loving it too.
Michael, there's an echo on that. That's so loud.
The echo's great. God, it's so good.
She was proud.
So good.
I didn't think either of you was in the top, the other couple singing Down with the Sickness.
They, I know.
Oh, no.
Can
they were amazing. Can you feel it?
Oh, blank.
All right, if you find, if you have, especially those of you that are like, I feel like I'm asking for homegrown porn now, but if you got some funny situations when you and the boys or you and the girls were out drinking, you got one of these fun little moments, send it to us. Send it to Fatboy. How can they get you? I'm going to make you send it to me on Tinder.
Oh, they should.
I'm kidding.
You know what? Let's be honest here. You see a lot of these on social media. Just tag us. That's the easiest way to do it.
That, you know what? Very good point.
The Rise Guys.
Yes.
At?
I never look at that one.
Fatboy933 is a good one to use.
Let us see him, and we'll get the rights to do it, and we'll share it. All right. Thank you so much. Who won, Paige?
It's a tie. But
well,
I
don't look at the text because they're ragging us for not knowing what the Home Depot was called.
Well, guys, you got to understand the stress we've been under this morning. First off, already being threatened with our jobs if we don't show up Friday morning when we get this 0.5 inch of snow.
This is only the second hour of the show live, actually.
The first hour, we were just sitting here. I probably, to my other two coworkers here, they probably thought I was being a dick, but I was just sitting here in silence because, I was kind of pertinent pissed because I was like, I'm going to come in and do the show. It's like a rain delay during a ball game. Like, you're pitching that night, and you're like, oh, good Lord, man. I was all amped up. I listened to Highway to Hell by AC/DC. I was ready to go. I took a shot of whiskey. Not I didn't, but I'm saying, you know, Mark Wohlers back in the day. And then, rain delay. Let me sit here for a minute. You sit there and just keep warming up. You're going to wear your arm out.
Then, you know, an hour flies by.
And then you're done. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back. Sure, we'll do some phones if you'd like. I see that text, 1-800-7-P1 Chairman of the Board. Happy birthday.
Hey.
1-800-774-0093.
1-800-774-0093. Missed something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dang it. I forgot I sent this in as a rejoin.
Yeah, boys.
Depends on what time of day I email my rejoins. Like, this was clearly right after the gym. This is one of them, like, get up music songs. And it actually paces you well, too, because you, like, I imagine this song's probably used on Peloton a lot.
Let's go. Like, come on.
Cool down a little bit. Now we're back to just stepping.
All right, everybody, we're going to pedal through the city here.
Yeah, there you go.
I see you on there, Enorma Stitties, is it?
Come on, Stitties. Keep moving up the
ladder.
Push
your heart. Push your heart. You're going to get a break in a minute. Go fast. Go fast. It's like you're on a bicycle trying to get away from a wildfire. Come on, go.
Spin, Stitties, spin.
Ah, now take a breather.
This is the only bar you're ever going to want to go to, the Cycle Bar.
Cycle Bar.
Oh, Lord.
You'd go to a bar if you could bring your dog? Well, come on down to Dog Bar.
Oh, Dog Bar sounds like fun.
Oh, I didn't ask where you went last night. No, you said Dog Bar.
Oh, no. They closed down the bar she used to go to, Dong Bar. That one's gone.
Oh, yeah.
It turned into a
pho noodle, I believe.
Yes, they had.
They
served Vietnamese teas. I don't know if that's a thing.
They hung them on the fence.
Not T-shirts.
Dang it.
Oh, let's get him going again, guys.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Get those heart rates up, Peloton.
Let's go, fatty.
Come on. You on the Schwinn. Let's go. You too.
I want to see sweat, butter, and grease all on the floor.
I want these Hanniters to have to really work hard to get all the sweat off these mats we're on right now.
Don't forget to wipe your bikes down. Man, I got something going on that I don't know what's going on, actually.
Does it involve your heart?
It might. When you were, because you lost a lot of weight, when you were a great big fat person,
mm-hmm.
did you have a lot of like static issues? Because that's what I'm working with.
Electricity?
Yes.
Like you shocking people?
Yes. But it's not people, it's stuff.
Do you... I don't pay attention to the way you walk. Do you drag your feet when you walk a little bit?
No, I walk on my toes because, you know, that's how we learn in football to run.
Yeah?
And I just kind of always walked on the toes.
Like Fred Flintstone.
I don't know. Have you been struck by lightning recently?
No, but, like, anybody else in the house, their clothes are okay. Like, you know, the dryer sheets, whatever. Mine are always, they cling to me. And you can hear it when I take it off. You hear the static.
Oh, wow.
When I open the mailbox, my mail key, it sparks. I'm talking like a big spark. When I go to bed at night, my comforter sparks all over. It is weird.
I guess you need to rub the sheets on you before you leave the house.
What, dryer sheets?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
No, that's crazy.
Is that like, is that a fat, like overweight
No,
type?
I think you're like powder from the movie.
Static electricity.
Because you know my routine when I go to do my business in the bathroom? You got to get butt naked.
Completely naked.
You got to. So when I take the shirt off, you hear it just clinging.
Sells drugs in the bathroom. That's
and you wear tennis shoes, so you should.
Yeah, I don't get why it's doing it, because sometimes when I open the handle of the door, the S door.
This is when I need Looper, because I don't know, does that mean you're too grounded or you're not grounded at all?
I don't know. I don't know if fat produces.
You walk barefoot a lot, ever?
Never. When I got bedroom shoes for the house. They're not slippers. They're bedroom shoes.
Okay.
No, they're house shoes.
Oh, I like that better.
That's what I learned that from Snoop Dogg.
Even if I get real lazy and I got to run outside real quick, I got some Tevas I'll slide on. Oh, but I'm never barefoot.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yeah.
I imagine you had some Hey Dudes.
Hey, God, probably,
so
yeah.
That were like just laying over on the sides like a muffin. You had like muffin top on your Hey Dudes. Just spilling over the top. Oh, my God. I'm not saying that mean. That's just fun.
It just comes out that way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is.
You're sparking. Like, that, maybe you fried the board when you went to hit the button this morning. Like, I'm not even kidding.
I shock myself on this board, this microphone, every day.
I'd ask you if you had hair to run your fingers through it, but Paige, nope. Come here. Bring your back.
Okay.
It's like when you go to the Discovery place and the kid takes his finger off the big static ball.
Oh, yeah. The
Yeah.
You look like you were part of an 80s hair band.
That is my life every day, constantly shocking whatever.
Huh.
Items, not people. Dog, too. The dog always.
I wonder also if your, does your, the leg, or the, do your legs or your arms go to sleep easy? Because you might be a blood circulation problem. I don't know.
I have an answer for him.
Oh. You asked Jeeves, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Ax.
Well, humidity. You need some more humidity in your air at home. And also wear natural fibers like cotton instead of synthetic fibers.
That's woke. That's woke stuff.
I wouldn't even know how to get a natural cotton. Like, I wouldn't fit.
It ain't the 90s. You can't get it no more.
See, I thought it
was double negative.
I thought it's too much material.
And you can also use anti-static sprays and put some moisturizer on your arms.
Like, I got lotion on, but, like, if I take my shirt off, it's going to...
Do it.
I don't want to, though.
Weirdo.
I will look away, but and phones are down. But I want to see if you can produce that. That's wild.
Like, I wonder if... Like, I don't know if I can do it from...
Wonder if you could heal people.
I feel it doing it.
Throw your jacket at me right now and see if I am no longer diabetic.
Well, I don't have one.
Oh.
My gut hair just like immediately stands on its end.
Your gut hair.
The hair near the gut hole?
Yeah.
Like it would just stand up.
Yeah.
And I know that's why I'm about to shock something.
That boy has a landing strip right there on the small of his back.
It's a mural of the club back in the day.
It's shaved into an arrow. All right, I'm kidding. We'll take a break. We'll come back. That was a catch up on time, to be honest with you. I'm just being as blatantly honest as I can. 1-800-774-0093. If you're a doctor or an electrician, please call. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is the Rise Guys.
I just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm for real thinking, and I don't want to say this in case corporate's listening.
Uh-oh.
They
love the
they
show.
Could probably sue you for ruining the board with your magnetism. You're like Magneto.
Oh.
But is it a health thing other than the things you can do to fix it? Like, is it a health thing? That's crazy. I'm not going to shake your hand anymore, certainly. Or pull your finger.
No, you pull your finger. That's the world we live in post-COVID. If I got a fart and I want to do the bit, I tell you to pull your finger. And it's still funny. No. You're just not pulling my finger.
If you can do it on command.
Can you pull someone's? Could you pull someone's leg during COVID?
Other than
what COVID was itself? The international pulling of the leg.
I almost wanted to come at the guy yesterday who was talking about his wife, where he brought up COVID.
Yeah.
In the meat market, I'm like, oh no, laboratory buddy.
Oh, he's
even out. The Chinese officials, their equivalent of the CDC, would tell you they made it in the lab.
Oh, he said that he's going with the bat theory.
He went with the meat market theory.
Oh
in China, yeah.
But that's where you don't want to get involved and make, like, you know, micromanage the conspiracies, because he's already getting it from his wife. I don't want to give it to him here too.
Yeah, but. Even in the, God, I can't believe that this conversation, I mean, not in a, saying this in a jestful way, but that there's even like, but would, now look at it through the conspiratorial lenses here. Why would they admit it? Like, you look at certain wars of past, like the real aggressor never really admitted, we really, the cause of that happening.
It's like, I don't, this is not the best analogy.
I mean, we all know the real answer was money.
Like, it's got to be the pressure, right? If you say you're in a room, like 30 people in a room, and one person obviously S their P's, like, it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's acting like nothing happened, and everybody's like, dude, we know.
We smell.
Just admit it so we can all move on. Like, that had to be what the, you know, whole COVID meat market lab theory thing was about.
Or maybe they wanted to, like, say, okay, we need to bring the property value down here in Wuhan. What can we do? No one wants to say they live in Wuhan.
Which was the city of...
It's like, hey, where do you live? Oh, we just bought an estate over in Chernobyl.
I'd never heard of Wuhan, but it ended up being a city of 25 million people. Now, China has a lot of people, but this is like a huge city. But they got bubble cities, too, so you can't really trust them on their population count of who lives where.
Which is strange. Which is, like, mega strange in that they're all, like... And this, again, I've never visited the country. And honestly, I don't think I will. Not in any particular reason I'm saying that.
Maybe
want the food, I can just go down Poinsett Highway, or
maybe you'd want to go to Hong Kong, I'm guessing, but maybe
I'd like to see the Great Wall of China, but once you think, it's almost like, think about it from the point of view of like the Grand Canyon. Like, once you get there, you just go, I certainly don't want to walk the whole thing. I mean, you couldn't. Well, I mean, no, you could.
I mean, looking over the side at the Grand Canyon is kind of, it's mind blowing.
It's the biggest GD hole in the world.
I've heard.
Just like that's the biggest wall in the world.
I'd like to raft down it. That would be cool as crap. But I'd be like, stop. I want to see if there's an Egyptian tomb right there. I've heard there is.
Could you imagine what our city would look like if we didn't have a capitalist society? We would have bubble cities.
Now, when you say that, what do you mean? Like principalities?
No, like, you know, China, for those of you who don't know, and there's a great 60 Minutes piece on this. You can go back.
Yeah.
China's got these bubble cities because they had a real estate
boom. You almost said bubble and blankets.
I know.
Well, they have like mini ghost towns because they didn't fill those cities.
Oh, shout out Maggie Valley.
They could have filled them, but they had limits on the real estate people could buy. Even, you know, outside, not citizens, but, you know, like people from whatever country. They wouldn't let them buy in. People could buy one place at a time. They kept building and building. But, you know, they had no buying market.
I tell you what I heard about that. I remember probably back during COVID when, again, almost sounding like that guy's wife the other day, but when you have more time and you're like, and YouTube or whatever figured out that, okay, they're looking up this. They're asking questions on here. Now we can feed them all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing those high-rise skyscrapers in China out in the middle of nowhere, just setting empty, completely done.
Huge.
And it was like the conspiracy start with, okay, do they think there's going to be a major catastrophe in a certain part of China, so they're already pre-planning ahead, maybe another tsunami?
Yeah.
Is it silent? Is it tsunami? So anyway, but what it turned out was it's in my view, a scam that the let's say the way the old mills were in the South, where you worked not for a dollar but for company coins that you could spend in their grocery stores, pay your rent with their money. You work for a company that builds buildings, and your retirement fund is that you can buy one of these, either maybe for your retirement to live in or rent out down the road, but there's like a 30 or 40 year bylaw on that, so they're going to sit empty for all this time, meaning most of those people won't live to see that. And it could also work in case there is a catastrophe. They go, hey, new city, what's up?
Look at that indentured servitude that you get paid with the mill script that you got to spend there.
Well, but I know, and I'm a huge proponent. I have several pieces of actual Poe Mill script because I know like what that meant, and I think it's kind of cool to have that still. But what is the dollar? I mean, like when you break that down, do you feel yourself kind of melting a little bit when you think about like, oh, these people? I'm being serious. Oh, these people, they were working. They had their land probably taken away from taxation, but they got a house that you didn't have to pay for. They'd take it out of your check. They owned the house, too. And the only way, even if dad died, his arm got caught in a textile machine and he died, they would kick the mom and sons and daughters out because she didn't work and all that.
That's not nice.
Well, the orphanage would take them in, no problem. But then you break that down to the script of a dollar and that were... I mean, it's kind of nauseating to think about. Like, if we all just didn't agree anymore that that's what we were working for, it's like, well, what would happen?
The structure of money, you know, is just...
Is a house of cards?
Surprising to me. Just the fact that, you know, look at Hawk Tua. She's a perfect example of it. A team in place to make sure she's set up. She's set up to make a lot of money. Now, like, she has a good attitude about it and whatnot. And look, the crypto thing, obviously she's not the brains of it, because come on. But the fact that you have a team of people ready to set you up for success, but they're not going to benefit from it. They really aren't. They did back in the day, but not now.
They're not taking any commissions off that? I would think. What would be the motivation to help somebody then?
Like, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out, because there's too many hands in the pot for it to be, you know, a fruitful venture for everybody involved.
Well, so realize this. I'm not saying this I know everything thing, but when so-and-so signs a $100 million contract.
Paige?
Well, I didn't want to say the exact name, but when Paige signed her $100 million contract, the Odyssey didn't just give her $100 million. They sent it to her team. They each are going to get their money out. It's almost like when you look at some of the great music legends and like, oh, they sold 50 million albums and then they died with $500 in the bank. It's because the record label got all their... So eventually they get theirs at the end. And Paige only gets $10 million a year now.
Oh, damn.
And we rushed to support it. How many hats did you see immediately after that became a viral video? Shirts?
Oh, yeah.
And if you have somebody promoting you, like you have an agent, per se...
What up, Roy Hummers?
They're taking 10% of your profits.
Damn you, Roy Hummers!
Off the top.
That's where it's all going. It's going to our Hummers.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much.
The vehicles we just bought. They're solid gold. All right. We will we'll take a break. I feel like we're caught up on time now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Well, let's quit talking before we stop that trend going. And I will say this. Paige, what are you working on the flex?
If you're a big Shining fan, it can cost you a little bit of money to celebrate. I'll tell you where and why and when next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Okay. I'm not used to that word having a G on the end.
I know. When she said kind of Shining, I'm like, huh? I'm like,
what is this?
Oh, she's talking about The Shining.
That was it. Now I know
Shining.
It.
Shining. Here's Johnny.
Yeah.
Right. We will take a break and we'll come back. Oh, what's this? Paige is going on another cruise. She's going to cruise.
Oh, wow.
She's going to the Gulf of America now. She's headed there right now.
Yeah.
All right. Live from the Caribbean is Paige. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.